What is up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 67. I just want to say I am so grateful for you guys listening. If this is your first time catching one of these podcasts, then thank you so much for joining us. You're catching us on an awesome episode today because, as you can tell from the title, we are going to be talking a little bit about TikTok today and whether or not you need to be jumping on it or worried about it or what it means for the future of your business and just the future of social media. And not only are we going to be talking about that app specifically, but I'm going to be talking about how to just think about social media trends in general so that you can view all of these in the correct way and not freak out when you shouldn't. I'm also going to show you how to go through the process of determining where your business's next major move should be. And we're going to be talking about having your first 100K year. And I know that sounds like it's off topic compared to talking about social media platforms, but it's really not. It's going to make a lot of sense because I know a lot of times we get so focused about on the social media platforms. Which one do I need to be on? How often do I need to post on here? I'm not getting results over here. My engagement's dropping over here. What do I need to do? Is the market shifting? Is the algorithm changing? All these things. And it's like, where are your sales? All right, that's still the main number that every business should be concerned with, because any of you should take $1 million year and zero followers rather than 500,000 followers and a 20K year. Just whatever gets you the most sales is still going to be what's correct for your business. So it's going to be a friendly reminder to let's not get too distracted on the social media if it's not actually what is getting you sales at the end of the day. So if you're a new entrepreneur, this is going to be awesome. If you're a big entrepreneur and you're just looking for like which social media to attack and you're wondering if TikTok is for you, I'm going to lay it all out for you on this episode. So I'm really fired up about today because I was super excited to give you this info because I keep seeing all this controversy out there on, oh, TikTok is taking over or is it going to replace Instagram and all that. So let's start there. First things first, with social media nowadays, takeovers don't really happen, okay? When Facebook took over MySpace, that's one of the few takeovers that has actually happened. Apart from that, there's things such as Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, LinkedIn, Vine, all of these other social medias. I can't really say Vine as much. That one had a problem with automation bots, okay? And that's why Vine got shut down, which is another reason why I'm a big proponent against automation software for Instagram. We've already seen that it destroys the social media as it did with Vine. But all of these other social medias that I just listed, among tons of others, still exist, all right? They all coexist. YouTube is a phenomenal opportunity. LinkedIn is a phenomenal opportunity. TikTok is potentially a phenomenal opportunity for you. And guess what? Instagram is still an incredible opportunity. Whichever one you give your time to has the potential to do well. You have to understand that part. Okay, you can be good at any of these. You should not divide yourself out and suck at all of them or be okay at a few of them. You should much more so be really great at single ones. Part of that reason, I'll just go off on a slight tangent for a second, is because if you have a strong audience on one of them, let's say that you have a large Instagram following, then you can find someone who has a large YouTube subscriber base but a small Instagram following, and you guys can trade shoutouts across platforms. But you can only do that when you have a significant following on one platform. And that's something that I talk about in my Instagram masterclass in strategy number 2 for those of you who have seen my masterclass. If not, of course, it's linked in the description. But what I'm getting at here, guys, is that takeovers don't really happen. And here's why. Facebook was a better MySpace. And the main reason why it took over MySpace actually is one, it became a little bit more personal. People used their actual names on Facebook. And on MySpace, people were still kind of using screen names. So it was transitioning over from AIM, Instant Messenger, if you remember that. And it was becoming a little more personal. And then the other main feature that they killed it with is relationship statuses. So Facebook offered relationship statuses. Otherwise, it was the same kind of deal. It was just like the first social media where just people lived. And you didn't need Facebook and MySpace. It still was like a little bit of transition where people had both. But in the end, MySpace didn't offer any significant features that made it able to stay relevant. And Facebook did a complete takeover. Then, you know, we'll say Twitter kind of came into picture before Instagram. And all it was a niched down version of Facebook. It was only status updates. And then Instagram came around and it was basically a niched down version of Facebook where it was only images. It wasn't even video at the beginning, okay? So here's how takeovers happen nowadays and how to spot them. Because Instagram has been one to try to do some takeover strategies. What happens is a social media platform first carves out a niche, all right? And then if it wants to expand, it starts adapting the features of other social media platforms. For Instagram, what it did, it was only pictures. Then to compete just kind of with YouTube and Facebook and just people's attention and overall time spent on the app, then it added videos. Then Snapchat came about and we had stories. And people had Snapchat and Instagram. You needed to have both because stories were unique to Snapchat. And Instagram will even tell you, they just straight up took it from Snapchat because they are trying to do takeover strategies. That's why it does have 1 billion active users right now. And a lot of people have declined their usage on Snapchat, even though I was messing around on there the other day and it still offers plenty of unique features in itself. It still is permissible nowadays to not have Snapchat and be okay. Because you still do have the main feature of 24-hour story posts. So that is kind of how more takeovers happen. Right now, TikTok has carved out its niche in that it is videos and there's always music on the videos. There's always some kind of sound because they make it super easy to add music, add effects. And if you go on there right now, it's largely dance challenges or humor-based content, and a lot of it looks like it takes a lot of work to actually make, and there's very little ads, and there's very little stuff being sold, okay? This is why TikTok is gaining in popularity, and also I'm gonna explain why people are finding they have so much reach and getting so much likes. It's not weird at all, okay? This was the same thing with any new social media platform when it starts, even Facebook. When Facebook took over MySpace, it did so by having no advertisements at all, all right? This is how social medias also carve out a niche. They don't sell advertising space. That's one of their pulls to get initial users because until they have that initial user base, they shouldn't sell advertisement because they don't want to chase anyone off the platform. So the reason why everyone's reach is awesome on TikTok right now is because you're not competing against ads. I don't think there's very much ad space being sold, if any, at least. They're probably gonna start soon now that they're at 500,000 active users. That's the main number that it's like, sure, like if your customers are on TikTok, sure, go be over there. Do you need to? No, the same reason why, like if you're not on YouTube, you're still okay. You're just not on YouTube. That's like the only cost. You're just not on there, all right? Like for me, I could be crushing YouTube. Like YouTube is killer, right? Because you can put out a video that's evergreen and it sits there. And honestly, for me, if I'm gonna increase my content production, which everyone should be thinking about ways that they can increase their content production overall, and whether that's TikTok or not is up to you. For me, when I go on TikTok, I know with what I'm trying to accomplish and the people that I'm trying to attract, I'm not wanting to fit in on TikTok right now. I don't want to do dance challenges. I don't want to do this kind of content. I'm like, look, I got a freaking Instagram course. It's weird for me to be on TikTok. I could go on there and be Derek Vidal, personal brand, and I could start gaining some audience members, which are typically younger followers, right? Because that's another common thing about new social media. It's going to start with young people trying to escape their parents. This is another thing that Gary Vaynerchuk talks about in his book, Crushing It, if you haven't read that book before. And
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
Instagram and all those other social media started because your parents got Facebook. Now your parents have Instagram and these 13-year-olds want to hang out somewhere where their parents aren't. That's how TikTok got started, all right? That's how all social media gets started, because as soon as parents come in, or as soon as marketers come in as well, then people say, where can we escape to where there's no marketers and there's no parents? So that's what TikTok is. And basically right now, yes, it is a younger audience. There's two kinds of people on TikTok. There's young people, and then there's old people acting extremely young. Okay, they're doing like dance challenges and stuff. If you want to go blend in on there, go do it. Sure, like you can get 100,000 views if you crush some dance challenge. But for me, I'm like, yeah, and then what? Then they buy my course? Like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm not worried about that. For me, if I'm increasing content production, the best thing I could do, and honestly, I should have probably been doing this, is if I had a camera filming me right now, do all of my podcast episodes, and I was publishing all of them on YouTube, that would be so much better for my business than me adding TikTok. There are two businesses that, without a doubt, you should be on TikTok. One is if you're a comedian. Two is if you are a dancer or a singer, all right? If you're an entertainer, if you're a magician, if you're an entertainment of any kind, I'll go with that. You should be on TikTok for sure, all right? Because the app is all about entertainment. If you are selling products, very few can carve out a niche on TikTok without you having to learn a completely new social media. That's the other thing, okay? Don't get too concerned with it if you're not good at Instagram yet and you really like Instagram. If you like Instagram and you like how to do it, you like how content is made, you like how content is consumed, you like how the hashtags are done, you like all that stuff, then just worry about Instagram. Don't worry about, oh, well, I need to be kind of good at TikTok and kind of good at Instagram. Just be really good at Instagram, or maybe just be really good at TikTok if you find that that is exactly in line with the content that you want to make. If you want to know if you should be on TikTok, all you have to do is literally download the app and go through the content and then ask yourself, do I want to blend this content with what my business is? And if the answer is no, then don't even worry about it anymore. You're fine. You can be wherever. All right. You know what else still crushes it today? SEO. SEO is awesome. Okay, Google AdWords is awesome. Facebook ads and Instagram ads are awesome. LinkedIn advertising is getting super popular. Where should you be? Wherever your customers are and wherever you want to be. Wherever you can create content the easiest and enjoy yourself doing it is where you should be. So don't freak out if it's not at all a TikTok takeover, because you can't even post images on TikTok. You can do a carousel post, you can do multiple images, or you can do a video, but even the multiple images ones aren't really fit for TikTok. That would be how TikTok would attempt to take over Instagram, by adding things like stories, which aren't on there, or by adding things like IGTV, essentially, and having a longer form video content option, or various things like that. They would start acquiring features from Instagram. And that's how you know to spot if that's what TikTok is trying to do, all right? The main thing that you need to understand with understanding social media is is look at it from the point of view of the CEO of each of these companies. Don't look at it from the peanut gallery's comments, all right? Because then you're just going to get lost in just believing whatever you hear on the internet. TikTok is way better reach than Instagram. Instagram's engagement's dying. Are you one who is gullible enough to just hear that from a random Facebook group comment somewhere and say, what, really? Like, I need to be on TikTok? Or do you freaking understand why? Well, I don't want to be on there. I know, like, yeah, maybe some of my customers are on there. I don't really want to do dance challenges. I don't want to make this music-based content around my stuff because guess what? I'm selling like a technical-based product. Like, as I'm thinking of like some of my students and things that I work, people that I work with in their businesses, I'm like, that business wouldn't really make sense. That one wouldn't, or it would be a stretch getting the content on there. And then even then, it's still like, dude, you should probably just worry about getting more blog articles out at that level, because those lead to sales typically more than TikTok, all right? So let me tell you a little bit about push versus pull marketing so you can understand why I might be saying that blog articles and YouTube videos are typically gonna be a better move for most of you than adding TikTok as well. There's two major types of marketing, all right? Push and pull. Instagram, Facebook, those are more push marketing. We're putting out content to push it in front of our customers. They might not have known they wanted to see it, but here it is. We put it in front of your feed. We pushed it in front of you. Pull marketing, such as SEO or even podcasts or YouTube, usually starts with a search, right? How to do this, so that when you come up, they wanted you, all right? You didn't try to push content in front of them, you pulled them. And typically, pull marketing will find you much more targeted customers than push marketing can. You want to have a combination of the two things for any business, because overall, it's just, hey, get as much traffic as you can and get that traffic wherever you're motivated to get it from. But pull marketing, if I created a blog article that was, let's say that I'm trying to sell a book, okay? I'm looking at a book in front of me. It's called 1 Million Followers by Brendan Kane. It's a cool book. He gives it away for free too. It's how he built a following of 1 million people on Facebook in 30 days. Because yes, those results are still possible on Facebook. Because guess what? Facebook is still alive and well too. Stop saying any kind of things like, oh, people aren't on there anymore. People are on there all day, all the time, okay? Look at yourself on your phone when you're asking, sorry, I'm getting off on tangent again, but oh, is TikTok taking over? Well, let me ask you, those who have TikTok, did you still go on Instagram today? It's like 10:20 a.m. where I am right now, and I've probably been on Instagram three separate times unknowingly, just wandering my way on there. So yeah, people's eyeballs are still on there. It's fine to market on there. That's all we're looking for, is where are the eyeballs at? So yeah, their eyeballs are on freaking Facebook still, and they're everywhere, all right? Wherever you want to get them is where you should be. But this book, all right? If I was selling this book on Instagram, I'd basically be doing posts about the book. I would be taking quotes out of it. I'd be creating infographic content about the book. I'd be publishing it on my Instagram, and I'd be letting people know about the book who didn't know they wanted to know about it. So great. And then on the other hand of things, you know, there's people that are online asking, hey, how do I grow a Facebook following? So I could create an article titled How to Grow a Facebook Following, and then that could promote my book from within it. That would be how I would create pull marketing around my book. And most of businesses, especially if you're listening to this podcast, you are focused on push marketing, which is great, but you should have like the first two social media platforms you should be on. One should be pull and one should be push. Okay, that's how I really recommend businesses start. So if you're on Instagram, you like Instagram, and you want to stay on Instagram, awesome. You have your push marketing done. For your poll, I would be looking at blog articles, YouTube articles, or podcasts. Those are going to be the major three things because it sits there, okay? I have podcast episodes that are trending significantly better than some of the other ones because some of the episodes in themselves have gone viral or are ranking in those keyword searches that they are relevant around. If I created YouTube videos that were just sitting there getting thousands of views every single day, even though it took me like way longer to create that single piece of content, it's what we call evergreen content because it's just sitting there. So if you can get a YouTube video to page one sitting there, that is an amazing organic stream of traffic for your business that it is just sitting there. All right. So be thinking of how can I do those kind of moves, which are more long-term moves that should play off in the end, as well as how can I do the push marketing around it? Because then you can do things like I'm going to have my Instagram fuel my YouTube to get those views on the video when it's new and get those likes and get those comments and try to boost it so that I can use Instagram to make my YouTube videos rank and then get them to stay there and be evergreen. Okay, that's such a better strategy than I'm going to be on Instagram and TikTok and on Facebook and I'm just going to be on all of the push marketing ones and I'm just going to do all this push marketing, because push marketing requires you to put in work every time. All right, so on top of pull marketing, for these organic ways that we can do pull marketing, we have just paid advertisement. And that's the thing that I want to talk about with your business and getting to 100K. Because the first thing that any business should be thinking about, regardless of social media, is like, let's say it's your first year of business. If you haven't sold $100,000 in a year yet, your mindset is probably or should be around a minimum of how could we do $100,000 this year? Even if you don't hit it in the end, whatever, you should have a minimum focus of there, because that will make you actually make the right decisions or be thinking in a way that is actually scalable, okay? So maybe you say, okay, how do we get to $100,000 in sales this year? We need to order the product, get it on Amazon, and nail it with the Amazon PPC. We're going to get a Shopify store going. Then we're going to create some ads that we run on Facebook and Instagram that send traffic over to our store to buy it. And eventually we need to get those ads to a point where they cost cheaper than the sales that we make on the back end. And then we can just have that ad running so that we have a steady stream of sales coming in. We'll also need to create, you know, we'll need to outreach these people. We'll need to call these people. Wow, calling people, that's crazy, right? Whatever your business needs to do to get to 100K is where your mindset should be. And Instagram is always a small part of that, but it is rarely the main first thing that you should think of. If you're like, look, we need sales right now, you probably don't next think, okay, well, I better post something on Instagram, unless you have like a significant following and you're going to announce a sale or something that they've been waiting for and your organic audience is primed and ready to sell them something, because that's essentially what an organic audience is. It's just an audience that wants to follow you and just hang around and just be there for whenever you have announcements to make. And that's the thing to understand, is that if your business is running properly, it doesn't even matter which social media platform you go to. Your customers will just find you wherever you are. If they like, oh, I like to follow this person. Okay, they follow you, not your Instagram account. They follow you and they follow your business. And if they truly follow you, then wherever you are is where they will go. And they won't care that you didn't make a TikTok too. They won't care that you're not on YouTube too. Because yeah, for me guys, yeah, I'm on Instagram and I'm on my podcast. And then now, the next stream, I'll probably do SEO, or I'll probably start filming my podcast and then get on YouTube without having to create any extra content. and just do it that way. That would be the next moves for me, apart from I'm running ads right now. And for me, if I'm not running ads, I don't even feel like my business is doing anything. Okay, so realize that this podcast is on social media, and there's a lot of things in business that I'm like pretty good at, and Instagram's just one of the things that I consider myself, you know, an A or an A plus at that division of business. And that's why I have the podcast on this specific thing. I just want to get you guys really good at the Instagram component of your business. But I have to take a step back sometimes, because when people are like, TikTok, or where do I go, or what do I do? It's like, well, okay, just first answer the question of how are you going to get your sales, or how are you going to get at least to $100,000 in sales this year? Or if you've already gone there, then how are you going to get to $300,000? How are you going to get to $500,000? And let's answer that question first, and then let that lead us potentially to which social media platform you should be on. But if you're just responding to, oh, people say that Instagram's engagement's dying and TikTok's is good, do I need to be on there? You shouldn't even ask that question. You should know how to take yourself through the steps of determining if it is appropriate for your business or not. So go on TikTok. You don't even have to make an account. Scroll through 10 posts and you'll understand it. You'll be like, okay, dance challenge, someone lip syncing a song, someone telling a joke, dance challenge, dance challenge, dance challenge, someone dancing to music, someone lip syncing again, and then a dance challenge. That is like what my experience on TikTok is right now. If you want to fit in, go fit in over there. And by the way, there is a video on YouTube that I just saw too, because I looked around for content to see like who is actually getting sales results from TikTok right now, to let you guys know, because you know TikTok is potentially an amazing opportunity if you fit the guidelines of you wanting to create the content for that website. Then you absolutely need to be on TikTok, because you don't have any ads to compete with what right now. That's why everyone's engagement is awesome, because they're not selling a lot of ad space, and Instagram and Facebook sell more and more ad space. So it's not weird that your engagement's going down, nor should it you care about it, all right? I'll talk about that too. Like, stop caring about your likes going down. It really doesn't matter, because those aren't sales. So just worry about sales. What was I saying here? So
are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com, or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
If you want to be on there, get on there. Otherwise, just know that your business is so much more than the social media platforms you're on at the end of the day. So just worry about still the number one thing with your business, and that's sales. And you need to find, if you're really trying to create, you know, 4-hour work week, laptop lifestyle, I have passive income, then really the only way to create that time freedom is to have some kind of paid advertising wherever you do it, that you spend less money than what it makes you, so that you can just have that turned on. So if you want to take a break from posting on social media, it doesn't matter. You are spending $100 on advertising and you're making $500 or whatever those numbers are. That's still ultimately going to be where the online opportunity is at, is paid advertising. Organic audiences offer you two major things, and this is why it's still very important to be good at organic marketing. One, it offers you organic sales, which are full profit sales, because it didn't cost you any advertising dollar to get that sale. That's why organic audiences are awesome, because over time, if you build an organic audience over 5 years and you get it to, let's say, 50,000, even if it's just that, even though you could very well do more than 50,000 followers cumulatively throughout social media, it doesn't matter where they are, okay? You just have 50,000 followers across all your social media over these 5 years, then now, if you come out with a new product, you have an initial base to already get you sales with, and those sales are costing you just posting organically on your social media. That's a major benefit right there. The other thing is that you have a community, and you have raving fans, and you have people who talk about your product and refer their friends to you. Social media presence allows word of mouth advertising to work, so that when people want to talk about you and your company, they have an Instagram handle to point them towards rather than just a website. They have a YouTube channel to send them to. You just have some kind of base of content that people can refer their friends to find out about you and your company. That it also just adds to your general credibility as a company or to your brand. If you are a personal brand, just having that social following gives people some kind of credibility to, wow, look at this person's audience. I know that I can trust them to invest in their products or services further. That's another thing that it does. The other thing that it does is it gives you a base of people to survey. So if you're wondering of what your offer should be, or what your pricing on something should be, or if you need survey data on, you know, a previous product model so that you can revamp your new one. It is very valuable to have very close contact with your customers for the sake of determining where your business should go. That is what organic audiences do for you. None of those things are have your first 100K year. It can add 100K to your baseline, you know, down the line once you have a large audience. But as far as like getting off the ground and getting your business making a lot of money in the first couple years, you're going to be looking at a very long road, or a road of constant content production if you're looking to rely solely on organic marketing in your first year or two of business. The only way to get off the ground and getting sales in your first year or two of business consistently is through paid advertising. So don't forget that. Don't forget that things like ClickFunnels are humongous money-making opportunities guiding your customers through upsells online nowadays. Facebook and Instagram ads are still plenty cheap. You can do awesome, super targeting like tactics that just target your market so well and get such high ad spend on Facebook and Instagram ads. And guess what? They perform even better when those ads are being run from an account with a large organic following. So again, know where Instagram fits in. Know what it can do for you. Know that you can crush any of these platforms. Pinterest, you can crush it. You can crush Twitter. You can crush whichever one you want to. So don't get scared when a new social media platform comes in, because they're not going for takeovers. They're going for a niched down version of a social media. The only thing you'd have to worry about, and it still is not something to worry about, because if it's out of your control, why spend a second worrying and just spend all your time adjusting, is that TikTok would start acquiring Instagram features to try to get people off of Instagram. That would be the only signs that TikTok is attempting a takeover. Whether they could or not would be a whole other thing. But as of right now, you can't post single image posts. You can't do stories. So guess what? It's not a takeover situation. It's a different social media. There's a new thing for you to play on, and there's a new thing to potentially distract you. Is it a distraction that you need to not worry about, or is it an opportunity that you need to capitalize on? You going on TikTok and seeing is the way for you to decide whether you should be doing that or not. So guys, thank you for listening to this episode. I've got just a wrap-up message for you. Stick with me just one sec, just a quick word from my sponsor. So another thing to add about people just saying, I'm getting way less likes, my engagement's going down, and why you shouldn't freak out is because you need to understand that as more people are on Instagram and there's just more content overall and people are nearly at the max of people they want to follow, that is why people hand out follows a little less nowadays. And then people are so likely to hand out likes and follows on TikTok because if you were to go create a TikTok account right now, you would even see it in yourself in that it's not hard for you to follow an account because you're following zero people. You're like, who do I follow? And on Instagram right now, usually people are already following everyone they want to follow. If anything, they're at the stages of unfollowing. And guess what? TikTok will go through the same stage as well once it becomes more mature. So it's not weird that it's easier to gain TikTok followers right now, like a single follower. But at the end of the day, those mass numbers don't matter. True followers are all that matters. So you need to really have a focus on, I'm trying to build a community of people who really want to learn from me, who really want to hear from me. And those people will follow you whatever platform you go to, all right? But those are the people who actually buy your products or services, okay? I would love it if I only had 100 Instagram followers, but all 100 were people who have bought things from me. I would so much rather have that than 100,000 followers and only like 7 of them really give a crap about what I'm doing. Because again, if you are not getting sales, you're going to have to close your business down. It won't even matter at the end of the day if you're not getting sales because you're going to have to go get a corporate job and quit your entrepreneur adventure if you're not getting sales. So it still doesn't matter. Like the followers don't matter. The likes don't really matter. It just matters if you're getting sales, and that comes from you building an actual community. So really try to stop worrying about the like numbers and following numbers so much. Really try your best to stop having those be your main focus numbers of how successful you're doing or how well you're doing on the app, because sometimes people just don't like the photo. Like how many times do you pass by a photo that you like, you're like, this is a cool photo, and you don't like it? That's fine, okay? You sometimes don't hand out likes too. Even if everything's great about that piece of content, for some reason, you just don't like it. And maybe it's because you liked the last 5 posts and you're just like, whatever, I don't feel like liking this one. So stop taking it so personally. If you get way less likes on a post, there's nothing wrong with Instagram. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing even a lot of the time. Sure, you should still blame yourself and see what can I be doing better, but stop freaking out about one post not getting the amount of likes you want, or all my hashtag impressions are down. Oh, what am I doing wrong? You're not doing anything wrong. It's just not weird to get bad results sometimes. It's not weird to shoot a basketball the exact same way you've shot that basketball in the past and made a shot and it hit the rim that time. It's not weird that it didn't work. It's not weird that you don't make a basketball shot every single time you shoot it just because you're shooting it the same way. Same with, it's so not weird to post an Instagram post that is the same as all of these other posts that you've done that have done well and it not work. Okay, just sometimes it doesn't work and it doesn't matter because that's not the main concern of your business. So just adjust and stop freaking out. That's the only way that you can do well. I know that some of you are like, stop telling me to freak out because I have problems that need to be solved. But you're not looking at the bigger problems in terms of sales and things like that that are where you actually need to be worried about. Because if you were worried about the correct things, these like numbers and stuff like that wouldn't really matter. I know some of you are personal brands and you're like, yeah, well, I don't even have anything for sale. I just get likes and followers. But I would encourage you to still frame your mindset around, yeah, but how many friends do I have? Like, how many friends has Instagram brought me? Or how many strong personal connections, like, have I made? Because even if, like, you just introduce yourself to one person that's like an expert in your market and like a super valuable connection for you to have, and you create a real life friend from establishing an Instagram connection, then boom, even if Instagram goes away tomorrow, but you have their phone number, it doesn't matter. You guys are friends. You'll email them. You'll find them. Even if Instagram was like, hey, we had a big scandal and we have to shut down the app, it doesn't matter. You guys are still going to find each other. You still have an actual connection. So worry about actual connections rather than your following number, because actual connections buy and actual connections matter, and actual connections bring you happiness. Even if they aren't potential customers, it is still so much better to have 5 best friends than 100 okay friends. You already know that. So apply that same philosophy to your social media strategy, and you'll realize that your bad results aren't actually bad as long as you still have DMs coming in of people personally outreaching to thank you or your company personally. And you are getting those raving testimonials from people personally, and you are getting that word of mouth advertising working because your brand is so awesome, because your offer is so great, because you always deliver more value than what your product or service costs. You will still keep your business's head above water no matter what happens with social media, because you are more than just the following number. I have one more very important point to make, and that is regarding the upcoming change of Instagram getting rid of likes. First off, they are not getting rid of likes, they're getting rid of likes being displayed, so that when you go down the feed, you don't see how many likes someone else got. You can still see how many likes you got yourself, but the ability for people to actually like your photo is not going away. Therefore, nothing is changing. So again, good thing you listen to this podcast, because all the bad news you hear out there is actually not bad news. You're just listening to people who don't know how to interpret news correctly, because a lot of people have a victim mentality and think that every change is working against them, but smart people realize that every change is working for them. That's why smart people make money when the stock market goes up and when it goes down, and people who don't understand it freak out when both things happen. So stop freaking out, start adapting, start listening to this podcast more if you haven't been and you keep freaking out about things, because if it is something to freak out about, I will let you know, I promise. But this is not something to freak out about. It's just something to adapt to. It's just something to learn to. But guess what? Great content is what Instagram's algorithm is still looking for. So if you got great content, great. Go put out your best content on whatever platform matches up with what content you're looking to put out, because they are all awesome opportunities if your product is good, if your offer is good, and if your business is an actual business with or without social media. Then you got nothing to worry about. Just keep getting those sales. So guys, thanks you so much for listening. If you want to learn my advanced strategies that actually get tons of results on Instagram that are super worth your time, check out my Instagram masterclass, igmsecrets.com/masterclass, or check it out at the link in description. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I appreciate you so much. I truly do. You're going to crush it today. You're going to make your dream happen. I will talk to you guys soon.